morning, everyone. It is five, a little after five this morning. Alonzo here, coming at you. Thought I'd just kind of give a quick update on what's been going on. So, the podcast is coming back. I really do feel the Lord leading me to speak up and get out there. And so I felt as though that with this podcast, I can do that and give you all as listeners him, because I know I do therapy and I know my co-host and a few of my friends do therapy, and that's still going to be a part of it. But I really want to really focus on Christ, focus on who God is, because I really do feel and believe that that's what this reintroduction is that we come back and really just give you all him, because he's needed and he's what's missing in a lot of these in a lot of these areas, like medicine, mental health, customer service, things like that. So I want to be obedient and do that. So we coming back pretty soon. I do want to give just an update on me. Just trying to take better care of myself. I realized that I've been pretty foolish and ignorant about just how out of alignment I've been, I believe, with God, and that you know, it's not cerebral with him. You can't just listen and not do. Yes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but you also have to not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And so I'll admit that I haven't really been doing what I should have. Yes, I've been focusing on my studies, but I've been neglecting other areas. And so, and I've just been distracted, or allow myself to be distracted, but I can admit openly that I have been overcoming my own addictions with alcohol and pornography, and just trying not to be afraid. And so I'm just facing my fears, facing doubt, facing uncertainty about the future. But I believe God, since my rededication a few months ago, just really trying to just get my life right and just really not continue to walk in iniquity, but to turn from it so I may be healed. And so I'm just confessing that, to don't be ashamed of your shortcomings. Don't be ashamed of your fears. Don't be ashamed of those sins that you keep to yourself, or those thoughts, feelings, or whatever it is. I know we hear that a lot, but I think personally this is the first time I'm actually understanding what that means, and I'm seeing it in my own life, you know. And I've been the person saying that, but now I'm really seeing what that looks like. And as I sit here at this park, I can admit that I haven't been perfect. I haven't been. I feel like what I try to make people see, that I have been battling with myself. I have been and naturally failing every time. But with God, I know that I'm just grateful that He hasn't turned me over to myself. That I'm conscious enough to really sit here and tell you that it's not worth it. That being separated from Him, to be in a place where you could have done better, but you didn't. That you could have made things different, but out of fear or out of pride or whatever the case, you just don't do it. And so just I say this, I share this by saying, for those of us in Christ, to not just be hearers, but doers, because love is action. It's not just a feeling, it's not just something to say, but it's really something that needs to be applied. And I know that that's something that, for myself, I haven't done. I haven't been applying my faith. I haven't been applying what His word tells me, His promises. And so, you know, I'm praying that He be merciful in how He deals with me. But I'm definitely humbled by this recent revelation. And so, with that being said, I hope to really give you all more of Christ, give you more of what He leads me to share with you all. That, and I'm maybe saying this personally for myself, but it's not just cerebral. That when He says, lean onto your own understanding, that don't think that, you know, you can just be saved and that's it. That no, we have to walk out this thing called life. We have to walk out His word, that we have to believe Him and obey Him, and that He doesn't change, that He's consistent, that He's always gonna be and do what He says He is. I just thank God for grace. I thank God for just His loving kindness, His compassion. Yes, He has a just side. Yes, He has a wrathful side that I pray that none of us bring upon us. But God is who He says He is. And I think we just have to wake up, really wake up and really understand that there's more to life than just really beautiful. There's more to life than just making money. There's more to life than just what this world says. That there is a warfare going on. Fight in the spirit to obey, that we have to make sure we're feeding our spirit over our flesh. Meaning that we exercise self-discipline when it comes to life in general, in all areas. That if we're battling any secret sins or addiction, that we every day come to God for His strength, come to God for His guidance, come to God for everything. Because He is our source. And that was something that I believe was placed in my spirit this morning, in that we have to go to the source. God being our source. That we try to supplement God with other mediums, which aren't in and of itself a bad thing, such as therapy, such as vitamins, because I mean, some people do need it, and it is a great help. But more bigger than that, is really going to God and coming to God with what you're going with, what's going on with you, because He is the source. A therapist can investigate and dig and, you know, uncover things and help you. But it's only the source that can really, that can tell you and heal you and help you better than anyone. And I say that not to isolate, cause you to isolate away from people, but because it is good to talk about things. But just never forget the source. Always go to the source, which is God. Because He's the one who knows you better than anyone. He won't judge you if you truly are seeking Him and are trying to come to Him and trying to do right by Him and obey Him. He is His source. And He knows what you need before you even ask. But you should ask. He'll give it to you. And just be open to it, whatever that is. Because I think a lot of times we get hung up on how we want things to look. But sometimes things happen. We get given things that we may think that, Lord, really? And in fact, it's exactly what you needed and more. And I can say that personally, because when I prayed and asked God for more spiritual friends, He led me to my co-host, my friend, who I'm happy to say is now my girlfriend again. And I'm not gonna lie, at first, I was like, I don't want this. And I ran back. And I ran away from love. Out of fear, out of doubt, out of if I'm being honest, my own fleshly desires. But over the years, and I'm glad that she remained, I'm glad she was obedient and stuck by me. In spite of my drinking, in spite of the moments I progressed into pornography and alcohol and just isolation, she was there. Just really embodying God's presence in my life. Where I don't want to be afraid anymore. I don't want to be scared. I don't want my stuff to remain hidden. Which is why I'm sharing this. Because I just don't want to live in fear anymore. And right now I'm scared. Right now I'm facing a hell scare, but counting it all joy, as my dad was saying. I just don't trust God that whatever this is, hopefully it's not what I think it is. But that whatever this is, that it's humbling me. Definitely motivated me to do what I said I needed to do. But nonetheless, I'm grateful for her. Y'all know her, Lady Z. Thank God for her. Thank God for answering my prayer. And so I just wanted to let y'all know that that's what's been going on with me. Just a quick update. As I said, the podcast is coming back pretty soon. And I'm excited. Definitely scared, but I'm excited to see where this goes. And what the Lord does with it. And with that, y'all, again, I just want to encourage y'all to, whatever it is you're scared of, whatever it is you're doing in the dark, allow the light to shine on it. It's going to come to the light anyway, but be the one to place it in the light. Run to the light, run to the truth, run to God, run to the source. With it. And let him heal you. Let him change you. Let him make you into the person he created before sin set in. Thank y'all for listening. Forgive me breathing hard, by the way. Just walking back home for my AM walk and run, which I have been doing for 4 days now. Kind of proud of myself for that, with the Spirit's help, of course. So I just ask y'all pray for me, and look forward to the podcast coming pretty soon. And with that, I will holler y'all. Love y'all. Peace.